Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Newspaper Analysis, which is brought to you by LawSeco. So today we will discuss two articles. The first one is from the Hindu newspaper, which is titled as Revitalizing PM Kusum. So we will understand as to what is this PM Kusum scheme about and how can we revitalize it for better and greater benefits in the renewable energy resources in the coming times. The second article is from the Indian Express, which is titled as The New Outer Space Order. This article talks about the new venturing that India would be doing as a country and how the outer space is as equal as when we talk about the other spaces, like just for example, the marine space. So what are the new prospects in this direction will be discussed here. So this newspaper analysis is presented by me. My name is Shehwa Khan. I am a law graduate and I have completed my law degree from Uttaranchal University with a gold medal in my badge. I have also been a national debater and a public speaker. And here at LawSeco, I am working as the current affairs expert and manager for current affairs vertical. If you wish to connect with me, you can find me on my Twitter and LinkedIn handles. The links to both are available in the description box below. So let's discuss the first article of the day, which talks about revitalizing the PM Kusum. So basically, the Union Minister of Power, New and Renewable Energy reviewed the PM Kusum scheme and reaffirmed the government's commitment to accelerating the solar pump adoption. Now, here we need to understand that the PM Kusum scheme is related to the solar grids. So basically, if you try to understand, so this is one of the most important schemes when it comes to the renewable energy resources, because as we know that now we are trying to reduce the carbon emission in the coming times. In this situation, it is very much necessary that we understand that how important is it to rely on various kinds of renewable sources of energy, be it the hydroelectric energy, be it the solar energy, wind energy, etc. Now, in this scenario, it is important that we understand that the PM Kusum scheme has played a very important role, but still, there is much more potential that can be reached through this ambit, and that is why this article talks about revitalizing the PM Kusum scheme. So, here we need to also understand that the PM Kusum scheme stands for Pradhan Mantri Kisan Urja Suraksha Evam Uthan Mahabhiyan Yojana. So basically, it's called as the PM Kusum Yojana or the PM Kusum scheme, and the name itself is talking about the Urja Suraksha, that is the conservation of the energy, and Uthan, that is for the betterment of the farmers as well. So let's understand that what are the ways to tackle the challenges regarding the PM Kusum scheme. So here are 5 points of discussions. Let's go on the first one. First, increasing the timeline. So basically, this would help the DISCOMs, that are the distribution companies, with aligning their future goals with the implementation of the project. Now, here we need to understand, like for example, there is this place or this is a source of generation point A. Now, here the electricity or the power is generated, and there are various distribution companies that are there in the middle path that actually distribute this power to various kinds of households, marketplaces, industries, etc. So that is why these DISCOMs, in short form so-called, so which are the distribution companies, play a very important role in dissipating or in actually making this power move from one place to another. Here, in this situation, we need to understand here that the future goal should be that these distribution companies, which are currently habitual of taking only the electric energy, the generally or the conventionally procured electrical energy, so they should also become well equipped as to how this energy or this source of power can be carried from the generation source to various households, etc., when it is through the solar grid. So that is why increasing the timeline would actually help these distribution companies to adjust with the coming times. Second, the solar plants need to be evenly distributed to minimize the tariffs and surcharges to make it attractive to the DISCOM owners. Now, obviously, now as we know that, see, because of some geographical barriers, or we may say, or due to some geographical advancements, definitely there are some areas of the country, if we talk specifically about India, that are at an advantage of the production of the solar energy. Now, these areas could be a larger part of the southern India and also the western side of India, specifically Rajasthan, Gujarat, and Punjab. Definitely, these distribution companies would be more incentivized to go and work or, you know, set up their system in these states, because obviously the generation of solar power would be greater or more in these areas. But still, we should make better use of technology, and we should be trying to evenly distribute the solar grids or the solar plants all over the country, at least wherever it is possible to any bit extent, so that the DISCOMs or the distribution companies are attracted evenly towards this. And that is why there is no biasness, or in a way there is no imbalance in the development of the solar energy at the national level. Third, streamlining land regulations through interdepartmental coordination to avoid delays in leasing and land conversions, of course, because obviously we need to have some permissions, we need to have some land conversions to take place if we have to set up a solar plant. So the entire process of, you know, the land regulations and everything should be streamlined to save time and also to save the effort. Fourth, innovative solutions are to be incorporated, since farmers struggle to pay 30 to 40% of the costs upfront. In compliance with the scheme requirements, the Karnataka's plan of incorporating the SPV, that is the solar photovoltaic cells, to help install solar plants is a success story to emulate. So here we have to understand that many a times the farmers also pay a lot of, you know, they actually have to face a lot of problem in paying their bills. And that is why we should be focusing on providing these solar energy, solar grids, because they have to run their generators. They need to use electricity while they are working on their fields. So of course, the solar panels can be a very good source of energy. And lastly, we have that the grid solar pumps need to be piloted. So presently, an enmity exists between the farmers and the distribution company owners. So definitely this will have to be averted or stopped, or it will have to be prevented with smart meters and proper engagement. So that entire recording of the entire thing, basically, you know, all the data, all the use of energy can be well recorded. If implemented, India would reduce the carbon footprint, save oil import, and as well as make jobs. So definitely this is a manifold or a multifold, you know, beneficial scheme, and that is why we should be working in direction to revitalize it. So in crisp, let's just quickly understand what is more about the PM Kusum scheme. So it provides farmers incentives to install solar power pumps and plants in their fields. So as we know, it is about the Kisan Urja Suraksha. So it actually incentivizes the Kisan, that is the farmers, to install the solar power pumps and plants in their fields. And presently, three deployment models exist of this, that are the off-grid solar pumps, grid-connected pumps, and solarized agricultural feeders. These are different kinds of solar pumps that are available. Next, the off-grid pumps are popular but are too costly for the farmers, and the progress on the other two are rather poor. So that is why we are again and again talking about revitalizing the PM Kusum scheme, so that more and more farmers can be incentivized to install these solar pumps in their fields. With this, let's discuss the second article for the day, which talks about the new outer space order. So in Washington last week, the Prime Minister of India has positioned to engage more productively in outer space exploration. So this also positions India to dictate the rules for the outer space for better stability. Let's hear, this is actually the point of discussion, that why such activeness is actually sought for or is required over the space. So does space also play any important role? Should we actually work in the direction of having, you know, dictating the rules in the space, or having some kind of agenda of functioning in the space as well? So yes, of course. So the international cooperation on the SSA, so SSA basically is the space situational awareness. So it is a lot similar to like that of the maritime domain awareness. So see, we live on the land, right? But still the nation states maintain their security in the marine area, in their maritime area as well. Let's take a very simple example of a very own country, India. So though we, all of us, you and I, we're all residing on the land mass, right? But still, the Indian Navy has such great responsibility of maintaining the shores and the maintaining the maritime security around the country, so that overall security can be maintained. On the similar lines, the space that is there available at, you know, with us, the space area. So all of that is also very much important for various functions. Now, these could be for scientific explorations. These could be for, you know, the GPS, that is like just like we have it for, you know, the Google positioning system. For India, we have our own NavIC system. Then it is very much essential for the defense system. We can, you know, understand the location of various enemies and everything like that, for weather forecast and stuff like that. So definitely there are a lot of benefits that are accrued or attached with the space exploration. So India has been working on bilateral agreements for maritime domain agreements. Yes, we know that. Now, on a similar note, India will also participate with US to develop Artemis Accords, which is basically norms for the activity on the planetary objects. So just like we have various examples, like we can go on various military exercises, various naval exercises, maritime exercises that take place between various countries. Similarly, now India will get itself engaged with US in the Artemis Accords, which means the rules and the norms for the activity on the planetary objects. So let's understand about the present plan of action. So the strategic alliances growing in space need substantive national policy reforms in India, as it would also answer unfolding military challenges in the outer space as well. And Delhi is also in talks with US, Japan and France regarding the space security. So the scale of opportunities in the outer space requires urgent reform similar to the one India incorporated for maritime awareness, and that is why we ourselves as a nation need to be updated in the outer space security regime as well, and then only we'll be able to actually form any kind of collaboration or cooperation with other international bodies and countries. So if you try to understand about the space situational awareness in short, so the SSA involves monitoring of all natural and man-made objects in the space. So we might have some space stations over there, we have various, you know, planets over there, we have a lot of stars, we have a lot of moons for various planets and stuff like that. So it also tracks the space weather, and the SSA is integral for communications and Earth observation, and when signed, it will be the first of its kind SSA, that is a space situational awareness agreement for India. So this is definitely going to be a big step in the outer space exploration program when it comes to India. So definitely India will definitely move, you know, a step forward in the communication signals, technologies and other related areas. So that was all for the day. We hope it was a good and informative session for you all. Thank you so much for staying tuned with LossEco, and do not forget to catch the podcast discussion of this analysis on Spotify, Google, Anchor as well as Apple Podcast. Also, if you wish to download the PDF of today's slides, you can join our Telegram channel. The link is there in the description box below, or you can scan the QR code that you can see on your screens. Also, for other exam-oriented and crisp content, do not forget to follow us on our official Instagram channels for LossEco Judiciary, CLAT Prep, UGC Net, as well as Law Finance. Stay tuned with LossEco. Thank you so much.